O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 84. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 84, I'm Home, by Shane and Shane. The vocalist lingers gently on each word of this psalm's text, treating everyone with care and intention. Atmospheric sounds and a keyboard part that parallels the melody provide warmth and a sense of home.
How lovely are your dwelling place. Your Holy Spirit here in us. Oh, how I love to sing your praises. One day with you would be enough. When I bow down before you, I am richer.
I I'm home in the doorway of my Father's house. I'm home. Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my God and my King. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you.
Think for a moment. What seasons in your life have provided the best opportunities for spiritual growth and fulfillment? My educated guess is that they weren't seasons of ease and prosperity. The Puritan preacher John Bunyan once wrote, "I have often seen that the afflicted are always the best sorts of Christians." He goes on to demonstrate how the quote-unquote good things in life, health, success, comfort, have little spiritual value, while the difficult things, pain, sorrow, darkness, can be sources of deep growth. Experience typically bears this out, and we see it here in this text. There's an interesting reference in verse 6 to the Valley of Baca. Now, I don't exactly know what the Valley of Baca was, but we do know that it was a valley, and valleys in the Bible typically symbolize bad things, lowness, darkness, adversity. For example, the valley of the shadow of death in Psalm 23:4. Yet for those who find their strength in God, even the darkest valley can become a place of springs. As one writer puts it, when God is your supreme value, your ultimate good, when you would rather have a lowly place with God than a comfortable place without him, then no matter what pain washes into your life, your deepest joy cannot be threatened. You are safe. Nothing can touch you. Even the valleys of life become places of fruitfulness. In these next few moments, pray that God would make his presence known to you in the valleys you're facing. Remind yourself that God is a sun and shield. Pray that the Spirit would help you to long for his dwelling place. And praise God that in Jesus we can approach him with confidence. Let's close with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.